were talking through what we would want to say to you as new parents just starting out on this journey of raising your family, we knew that the topic of marriage was going to be incredibly important. You see, the truth is, every marriage struggles, and many marriages don't make it. The other truth is that one of the biggest influences on your child's future and emotional health and confidence in life is your relationship with each other. So we're going to talk about the importance of making your marriage a priority during the early years of parenting. This is a really important topic because there are surprise stresses that come with those early years of being a parent. And we have seen through the years some marriages really, really take a hard hit because they just didn't know what to expect when they brought that first little one home. So what are some things that you can do to protect your relationship with each other? Well, very early on, we got some great advice from some experienced parents, and they said, "Remember, you were already a family before your children came along. They are simply welcome additions to your family." And that really gave us permission not to put our kids in the middle of our marriage or in the middle of the family. And it was funny, once we made that decision, then we began to notice couples who were not doing that. Maybe you have as well. The reason this happens is new babies are so fragile. They're like a piece of art. Everybody just sits and looks at them. So I think just the fact that they get so much attention, both in terms of the busyness of attention and just the enjoyment, after a while they move into the center of the family. So we made a conscious decision not to do that. I think that was a real defining moment for us, and it allowed us to take that decision and even apply it in some other areas of where we wanted to make sure each other felt like they were a priority. One other thing, we went out on a date. It was very short, but we went out on a date early on after bringing Ava home from the hospital. Now, of course, we'd gone out with her, but we just decided, you know what, let's just try this. Let's go ahead and make it a habit to break away and prioritize this relationship even in those early days of bringing her home. Let me tell you, that was tough. But those are conscious decisions too, and you just have to plan for it. You have to think about it ahead of time and make it a priority. When I would come home from work, Cammie would try so hard to make it a priority to put Ava down and let her kind of play with toys or whatever. Another couple we got some advice from referred to this as couch time, where you really sit down and focus on each other and talk about your day and all of that. And the child eventually kind of comes around to that, and it actually makes the child feel a little more secure, I think. The point it makes, which we are learning, that Ava saw that we were putting her down by herself and we were sitting down on the couch and having an adult conversation. She would crawl over and, of course, want to be in the middle of that, but we just kind of created this habit of doing this. And after a while, I think even in her own infant little way, realized this is part of the family routine. Now, parenting in those early years can be so stressful. I think young moms many times just feel very isolated during those new baby years. So what are some things you can do to help deal with that? Well, I think every parent notices the extra stress, as we did, and especially once we had our second child, the stress level just seems to go up exponentially. And we had a great conversation that I highly encourage husbands to have with their wives. Instead of just trying to be helpful, instead of just trying to figure it out, I just sat Cammie down and said, "Okay, just tell me, in the ideal world, with the ideal schedule, what would it look like in light of this current stage of our life?" And that's when she told me. She said, "You know what? By 4:30, I'm done. I've been with these crawlers all day long, and by 4:30, I just feel my energy just drop off." And so I made a decision. I said, "You know what? I'm going to do my best to be home by 4:30, which can be difficult, and working with teams of people, leading ministry can be awkward at times. But she said, in an ideal world, this is what it would look like. And so obviously everybody can't do that. But I think it's a really important discussion to have. Because later on, she came back and said, "You know, the fact that you even asked that question, the fact that you even said, 'Okay, I may not be able to do the ideal thing, but I would love to at least know what it is and attempt to lean into that,' that was a very important conversation for us." We had friends where the wife would meet her husband at the door when he came home from work at 6 or 7 or whenever it was, and she would dump the kids on him and she was out of there. And after a while, he didn't want to come home because he knew that as soon as he walked in the door, the kids were going to kind of be dumped on him. In marriage, it's very easy for two people to have two different approaches to parenting. So, how do you stay on the same page with your parenting styles? This is a great question because parenting styles can definitely divide a couple, which essentially becomes a marriage problem. So parenting styles can lead to marriage problems. Now, Cammie and I have always kind of worked from the same playbook when it comes to parenting, and I think two things have contributed to this. The first is, even though we were raised in completely different kind of homes with completely different parenting styles, we communicated very early on, both prior to marriage and in the early years, both what kind of marriage we wanted to have and what kind of parents we wanted to be. The other thing we've done is read tons of books and have made numerous observations of parents we felt like we would like to model our family after, even to the point of having conversations with them and gleaning as much parenting wisdom out of them as we could. By doing these things, it forced us to talk about some issues that we would face and how we would deal with them. And then once you have a baby, there are things you can't anticipate, like the issues that come with a toddler. Every stage of life, it changes. And reading a lot of books, talking with other parents, now we didn't necessarily agree with everything, but it forced us to talk about, yeah, what about discipline? When do we discipline? How do we prioritize our marriage? So more than anything else, it started a conversation that very early on gave us some terminology as we began to deal with the things that took us by surprise as brand new parents. And being in ministry has also really impacted our perspective on raising kids. Working with both junior high and senior high students, we were able to see the good and the bad, and we knew their families, and so we could see the relationship between a family that had a great marriage and how secure their children were, or a couple that had a poor marriage and it affected their children in a negative way. In fact, I think honestly that the health of the marriage is probably more impactful than the time spent with the kids. And obviously, spending time with kids is very important, but we saw families where the parents were so connected to the kids, they were always with the kids, and yet the marriage began to deteriorate. So I would say if you have to lean one way more than the other, lean toward the marriage part, because that just instills, we believe, a sense of security in kids that nothing else can accomplish, even spending time with kids. And one of the rules that we have is, you don't disrespect your mother. The thing in student ministry that I saw so often was kids talking so disrespectfully to their moms. So this was an easy one for me to decide early on. That's just not going to happen in our home. Another thing to do in the early years is to prioritize your marriage. Cammie and I have set our Thursday nights as kind of our date night, and then we have a little mini dates throughout the week where we will try to get out to Starbucks so we can talk or go for walks. This will look different for different couples, different stages of life. If you have a mom and a dad both working outside the home, that impacts that. But still, there just needs to be that conversation. How do we prioritize the marriage over the children? And even when I say that, it sounds so strange. But we are just convinced at this stage in our life with our kids and watching so many other couples, if you prioritize the marriage, somehow all the gaps get filled in terms of raising the kids. But if you don't prioritize the marriage, then no matter what you do with the kids, there's going to be a gap. Now, our hope is there will be lots of families who participate with us and listen to these talks and move through child dedication, but we know there will be some single parents in the mix here, and so I want to take a moment to talk to the single mom who is listening to this. Now, I can't really speak with authority on this subject. I think it's the most difficult job in the world being a single parent, especially a single mom who's working outside the home, especially if they have more than one child. It's just such a difficult and challenging environment. My wife was raised by a single mom, and it was a tough job, but I believe she turned out great. The reality is, you may be feeling really stressed as a single parent, and it's no wonder. All single parents wonder at one time or another, can I really do this? Are my kids going to be okay? Am I going to be okay? Life is just so different than what I expected. But just because your life has taken a different direction than you planned doesn't mean that you should throw in the towel, that you should give up on helping your kids be the healthiest they can be emotionally, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Instead, you'll need to focus your energies more intensely. If you look at the whole picture of your life and create a plan for where you want to go individually and as a family, you have a great shot at fulfilling some great new expectations. The key to single parenting doesn't lie with your child's relationship with your own parents. You won't find it in your child's relationship with his school teachers, Sunday school teachers, or youth leaders, coaches, or with his or her friends or siblings. The answer lies with you, in your relationship with your son or daughter. One matters more in the life of your child than you do. You are singled out to believe in your child. That puts you in a very high scale of importance. It is through your eyes, your behavior, your words, and your thoughts that your child learns about their self-esteem, their worth in the eyes of God, and how to relate to others. And all of those things affect not only your child's present, but their future and the generations to come. Now, we all need help when it comes to raising our kids. If you're a single parent, you need even more help. I don't say that to be condescending at all. I say it because it's the truth. You carry twice the load on your shoulders that a two-parent family does. So why do you feel guilty asking for help? Perhaps you feel sheepish about interrupting other people's lives. It seems that wherever you turn, everyone is entrenched in carpools, soccer games, church events, and band concerts. And you may be tempted to think, if people cared enough about me, they'd know that I need the help without me having to ask. Maybe you're giving others more credit for thoughtfulness than they deserve. No one can read your mind, and you can't expect them to. If you need help, you need to put aside any pride and embarrassment and ask. If you don't ask, people will most likely assume things are going just fine for you. But no one can do life solo. You are going to need support, a team of people who can help you. But they're not going to collect like rainwater in a bucket on their own. You need to actively pursue forming your own support team. So repeat after me, help. That one word certainly ranks among the most difficult words to say, but all single parents at one time or another need to ask and should ask this question, would you please help me? There are all sorts of possibilities of places where you could go for support, your family, friends, neighbors, co-workers, churches, children's and youth ministries. But asking for help, you're not saying, I'm an incapable single parent who has totally fallen apart. Instead, you're saying, I'm a well-adjusted individual who knows she can't do everything herself. I need the support of others. And that makes you no different, no more needy than anyone else. So we want to be upfront with you and say, it is okay to ask for help. You will find a team of people in our children's ministry who are ready to jump in and help out. My last encouragement to you as a single parent is to take it one day at a time, 1 hour at a time if you need to. Focus your energy on each challenge as it comes. Evaluate your decisions based on carefully thought out life priorities. At times, single parenting will be rewarding. At other times, it will be exhausting. When you feel overwhelmed by the immensity of the task, remember the reason you're doing what you're doing, your children. They're worth it, and they are what matters most, both now and in the long term. Now, my closing advice on marriage to that new mom and dad who just brought home a brand new baby would be, when you bring that little baby home, if your home is anything like ours, it's going to be full of gifts. Everybody's going to bring your child a gift. But the greatest gift that you can give your newborn is a great marriage. In fact, the greatest gift you can give your kids throughout their childhood is a great marriage. There's one thing I would love for you to do. Take some time one night after dinner and talk about one thing that each of you is going to do to make your marriage a priority. Maybe you can promise to find a babysitter that you can trust. Or maybe it's as simple as spending 10 minutes together when you first get home from work talking about your day. Whatever it is, I promise you that this will be a time well spent. You are never going to regret time spent building a strong and healthy marriage. So talk about it. I promise you, it's worth working on.